Pasha Shmois. Vayomer Moshe l'kib mi anochi ke'elech al parei v'chi'oitzes b'nei Yisrael mitzrayim. So Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he kind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi anochi ke'elech al parei v'chi'oitzes b'nei Yisrael mitzrayim. So the tain of Moshe on himself, the mi anochi, was a b'chin of ani, so fine, mi anochi ke'elech al parei. But he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzrayim, so Rashi brings Chazal, that what schus does Klai Yisrael have to go out of Mitzrayim? I mean, was he trying to belong his kitchen in Klai Yisrael? What was his taina? I mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu says they'll go out, they'll go out. What's his taina? With which schus are they going to go out? And then his reply is, Vayomer ki eye imach. He asked, Mi anochi ke'elech al parei? Who am I that I should go with Parei? To Parei? And he told him, I'm going to be with you. But Hogufa, his kasha was, he understood he's going with the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And his kasha was that, and his shaila was that he's not roy to be a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, what's his teretz ki e'imach? I mean, the Moshe Rabbeinu's havmina was that he's going to do it all himself. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Nechov eshlachach al parei. So obviously, when his taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that he's not roy enough, he's not a bar schus to be able to go out. So, to be able to moitzik ha'isol. So, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's teretz ki e'imach? It's the second half. V'zelecho ha'ois. He told him what's chus. V'zelecho ha'ois ki anoich eshlach ticha. And v'hoitziach ha'sam mitzayim tabas al kimar azel. So the second half is the chus of Klal Yisrael. That what? That when they're going to go out of Mitzrayim, they're going to be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also shver. So that's not a chus. I mean, someday they'll be good. But where's the chus? And secondly, the learning how to learn the psukim over here. The Avnezer says, "Vayoyimek ki eya imoch v'zel lecho ha'ois ki anoyches lachticho batziach zamitzrayim tamos alkim arzeh is going on back on the first one. He asked, "I'm not royu." So he said, "I'll give you an ois." The Avnezer says that you're royu because you're going to be in Har Sinai. So it's also hard to understand. It's hard to understand. I mean, what does that do with Moshe Rabbeinu? I guess it's Kiyulu the Pshat. You'll see it'll turn out good. But Mechalzais, he knew it would turn out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go be girl then. So he says, the Raya, that you're okay to be girl of Klal Yisrael, is because Barziach HaSam Mitzrayim Tamzikim HaRazeh. Then it says, beforehand, let's go back to an Inyan beforehand. It says that when he killed the Mitzri, it says, So it says that he looked around and he saw that no one good is going to come out, and that's what Rashi says. He said that he saw that it's not going to be nothing good will come out, and that's why he killed him. Lechura, the halacha that you're supposed to see the schusim of somebody is only in the person himself. La locha, you kill a woman even if she's a muberis, and you're not chas on the vlad because you go bust at a person. So even a woman who's a muberis and she has already a vlad, the vlad didn't do anything wrong, you still kill her if she's chayv misa, because that's la locha, that's the din. I mean, here it was a kal v'chayim, here done with a mitzri. And it wasn't even a vlad over there. And there's going to be some deris later. I mean, it's the only place you find such an hugger that v'yar keinish, that he saw somebody, that somebody's going to have to come out, and eventually that will stop it. And Arab Lechur, we know in Midas Adin, it's Bashar Hashem. We know also that, like we said before, even a woman is muberes. So why over here was it different? You find also, Me'idach Kisa, you find the Zohar says, for instance, that a person should not be mispalel on a rasha to die, because if Terach would have died, we never would have had Avraham Avinu, because you never would know what will come out. So you see that you are supposed to have be Mayrech Afor Rasha, because you don't know what could have come out. The halacha is also, there's also some dinim about taking away the chasim. It says about a shayla somebody's mad in the chasim if you mafkir, and it says because he might have a good son that'll come out of him, and you shouldn't be mad in the chasim. So you find sort of a steer in this hanhaga between Midas Adin in this world, where you see that Bezin is supposed to kill somebody, and you certainly don't take into account what will be the Darius to come, and not, and even Shemuel Beres right over here, Meirach Gisa, you find this on Hoga that Vayakein Ish,
that it says that a Rasha works and he leaves it over for a son of tzaddik. You find that there is a person should be mispal that a Rasha should die, and so on. So the difference is taka between mahalchei din aretz and mahalchei din shemayim. The midas hadin of bez nishal matter that kills with tzayef, with chenek, with tzreif, and so on, they can only go basa what's there now. Masha ein kein the midas harachamim of masha ein kein the midas the midah when you kill either through tefillah that mispal that somebody is going to die, or you say Hashem Hashem like over here, over there you do have to take into account the future. And that seems to be so. In other words, the vayif b'koyim b'koyim b'akenish is dafke because he killed him with the Shem Avaya, with the Shem Hashem, and that needs Avana. What's the difference between mahalchim? If you're supposed to take into account maybe a tzaddik will come out, so fine. If you don't have taken into account, then mechateser you ever taken into account. Next, he asked him vayir emoishav kim hina neichibur al bnei sof amatem al kei abasechem shlachani aleichem v'omuli mashmoi ma'im aleichem. So the right after that, he told him mezelcha ois. Now he says what if there's mashmoi? So which needs a beer in itself. What do you remember now? The first thing you should have asked is, what should I tell him? What's there? What's your name? He says, Klal Yisrael will ask me, what's your name? So Rashi says, an erka she'erka also. Eye imam betzara zois, ashe'im, ashe'ye, eye imam yeshibut shamalchis. Other funny, b'yom shamani maskan tzara acheres, daim tzara zu, amla yofa ma'ata koisei mechul. So there's a havin a maskana, I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu made a toss over here. Akash Baruch Hu told him, what was the exchange here? Did he mean it this way? Did he not mean it this way? Then he said, so it goes by jogging, Eke Asha Eke, and then he tells him, Eke Shachani Aleichem, and then he says, Zeshmi Loilam Zazichad Dardar. So it needs understanding, what is this Gilui? It's a strange Gilui of the shame of Eke, and he told him that Eke Shachani Aleichem. And that would solve Klal Yisrael's problems. So we have to be misbein a little bit. We have to misamik a little bit over here in the inyan of the gilui of here in the geula. And let's try to understand it a little bit. Every anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses itself in different mitzvahs in the world. There are different inyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and he's misgala kefidos inyan. If Golos Mitzrayim had been a Golos like every other Golos, like all the other Tzaris, the others went through a lot of Tzaris, each one with the Nisyonis and the Tzaris and the Rav and the taking of his wife and the Muhammads, and all of those in Yonim, there was not they were Mizdabit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was that. So there wasn't a significant new hanhaga that was niskal in any one of those yeshuas. Each yeshua came in its time. It did what it had to do, and that was the gilu. The gilu was the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They spoiled the matzil, the finis, and zon. All the inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Bal Korchach, if he came now and he said zeshmi, the pshat is in this golus and geulas Mitzrayim. If it's such a significant event in Klal Yisrael, if the pshat is that everything we do is Zeichel and Tzias Mitzrayim and from Tzias Mitzrayim and so on, it's not only the pshat that it was a wonderful happening. I mean, it's more than just we say wonderful things are HaKadosh Baruch Hu in conjunction with Tzias Mitzrayim. All of our voida builds itself from Zeichel and Tzias Mitzrayim. Everything we do, Shabbos, Zeichel and Tzias Mitzrayim, and Kippur, we say Zeichel and Tzias Mitzrayim, and Leman Tiskeru, Nir Shal Gersh, Tzias Chemeretz Mitzrayim. Everything builds itself in Tzias Mitzrayim. So the pshat is there was a gilui of anhaga in Yetzias Mitzrayim that was a new gilui that had never been there before, as opposed to all the other inyanim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was paid the avos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matzel and so on the avos. Those were all ongoing giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it was known to them in different ways. He was goyel them from Melech Gror, he was goyel them from Pari by Avram, he was goyel them from Rav, from Esav, Cherev, Esav. All those things are different in Yanim of Hatzalah that fit under the context of one Gili. The Gili of Yetzias Mitzrayim was a Gili of a completely different context. And that's Mafteach to understanding what Gulas Mitzrayim is and what that Hagim Yecheres that was the Zgala in Gulas Mitzrayim. the Ramban says, Ramban brings an Erkash, Erkash brings an Agadah, it's a Medrash Agadah's basis in Agadah's Shmois, Agadah's Shmois. It says, my Erkash, Erkash, it says, Akadosh Baruch Hu is Hoive Imo. Akadosh Baruch Hu goes along with you. And, you know, just like you do, so Akadosh Baruch Hu does to you. And different Chazal with the same Shoyin, Hashem Tzilcha, Matzei Lazemat, Seichek Nekros, Seichek Nekros Cha. That it goes with a shadow, just like a shadow, whatever you do, the shadow imitates, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mida connected Mida with Adam. That's the Lashon Chazal. So the Shaila is, where is that Erkash Erkash? I mean, you understand the Erkash Erkash, that's a normal line hugger. Where did Chazal, Ramban is telling it to Erkash Erkash, that it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoi Ve'imach, Ma'atav Hu is Hoi Ve'imach, and where over here does it tap on this Nekuda of Hoi Ve'imach? So Reb Tzadik says that Yesod Niflad Ma'oit, and he asks also a kasha on that same. The Ramban later on says, maybe we'll see Ramban tomorrow. He asks that, says there was a Messiah in Klal Yisrael that the Goyel would come along with the Lashon Pakadati Pakadati, and since he used the Lashon Pakadati, they knew it'd be the Goyel. And David's question, Ramban asks, is Manasha. If no one knew it except for Ma'isha, so that's obviously not a check that they don't that he's the right Goyel. They don't know what the right nusach is. If everybody knows it, everybody knows it. How is that a correct check on Moshe that he's going to be Goel Klal Yisrael? So Ramban says, as Ramban says his pshat, Reb Tzadik says here, Dvarim Nifloim Moed, the Hanhagis of Hashem Tzilcha mean l'chura that a person has to take the initiative. That if a person does good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commensurates and does good. A person doesn't do good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do good. Fine, that ad kan mida connected mida, that's the hugger that we're used to of in the normal halach of midas hamishpat, midas hadin. Well, let's say a person is stuck. A person's in a matzah. He has no schus. A person is shakua memte shayatuma, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu shakua memte shayatuma, and there is no mokum schus. So that's it, so we're stuck. We didn't do anything worth being nigal for, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu only responds, so at this point we needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to initiate proceedings. Now Erkash Erke Lechura is going to be Megareh over here, because if the person doesn't deserve a Midas HaMishpat, there is no Midas HaMishpat that the person is deserving to do what he to be nigal, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't do it either. Now Tzedek says there is a midah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll explain a little bit later, but there's a midah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he draws on the future. Just like all of economics is built on the fact that a person can write a check on what will be, a person borrows money so that the business expands, a person builds a business because he knows he will sell stuff, a person issues stock, everything a person does, a person builds a big store, which today it's not going to pay for itself, but tomorrow and the day after it will pay for itself. There's a mahogah in the Bria that a person can tap into the Asid as well. And in that hanhogah, that is hanhogah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachmin, what we basically are asking is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us credit, which means we're drawing on a tomorrow. When a person asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachmin, what he's saying is, since tomorrow I'm going to do well, and I'm going to be very good, so give me Chaim today so that I can reach that tomorrow. There is a musik in the Bria of a line of credit, and there's a musik in Klat HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a line of credit, and that is the anhaga of that midah. So Tzadik says, but that is that completely free? I mean, is that anhaga just has no counterpart? I mean, that's it. It's without any counterpart. The teretz is it. The counterpart is that Adam in Avoda can work on tomorrow also. A person, l'mashal, like in Shuvah, you have the Charata, you have the Vidu, you have the Kabbalah and the Asid. So the Kabbalah and the Asid means a person can take something and be makdash it for something. But every Hakdasha is a form of a neder, in the sense that the person is taking something and designating it for future use. The person takes a behemah and says, Z'oila means it's miyuchet for something that will be tomorrow. A person does Shuvah in the Kabbalah Asid, he knows now he's not, it didn't change, he did that very now, but tomorrow will be different. More than the practical aspect of being mekabla lahaba, you have the nekuda that the person be'etzem is a maimin in the lahavra. A person who's optimistic because he feels that he can change, he can do better, so then he can draw on it today as well. The person himself is maimin on the lahavra, so the person himself has where to draw. If the person has no emunah on tomorrow, if the person doesn't believe in himself that he can change tomorrow, if the person doesn't believe that he could want to be different, that he could be better, then the person has nowhere to draw from. So in koyachas ha-nefesh of a person, there is a koyach ha-nefesh where a person can shtalzach to a future, and a person can say can build on what will be. If a person does that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also does that. In the Havana of Tzipis Ol Yeshua, it's such a toss that the Welt makes. One of the things a person is asked is if it's Tzipis Ol Yeshua. Chavos Chaim wrote a sefer on it that a person is mechuyav to be mitzapeh for Yeshua, for the Geula. So either people are nitzvos tachitzonius. Chavos Chaim had a special cloak for Mashiach. I have a special cloak for Mashiach. Or people, anytime some big event happens, then oh, this is Mashiach, that's Mashiach. That's the way we're mitzapeh to Mashiach. Or if somebody's in a real tzar and tzara, so you know, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just blow the whistle and Mashiach will come and it'll all be over. That's all of the above are not tzipis al Yeshua. Tzipis al Yeshua means, does the person understand that even the matzah that he is, the person can still be different tomorrow? Does the person understand that where he's at, there's an akuda that he could be a different person tomorrow? The Indian of Mashiach and the Bria is that the Bria itself has a tikkun because there's toiv in the Bria, and as Bra, as much as it looks around that things are bad or whatever, but that nekuda is not bottled, and the person could still build on that nekuda. Just like if a person comes to ask me to invest money in his business, so before I even analyze whether or not it's worth investing in, I have to feel that the person himself has the confidence. Does the person himself believe it, what he's saying, or is the person just meowish and he's just saying, you know, it'll be good tomorrow, that's that? If the person himself doesn't believe in it, then certainly then I don't even bother to investigate it. You know, I it's not there. If the person himself feels there's an akuda, then I investigate to see, is there, is there not, is he making a mistake, is he fooling himself, is he overly optimistic, or whatever. So it's a piece of Yeshua means that if a person doesn't have any hope for tomorrow, meaning a clear picture that there is a part of him that is different, and will be different. You know, it's that he sees clearly himself how it could be different. That's, if a person doesn't have that, and in the Bria Bakolius, there is no tzipis in Yeshua. A mashal, just like if somebody's stuck in a ditch. So one way of climbing out is grabbing on to the walls and the side and the ridges and the holes and the marks and slowly lifting himself up. That's one way. But if the walls are very smooth and he's at the very bottom of the bayer, he can throw a rope or a hook over the bayer to the outside and latch it onto the outside and then pull himself up. So basically, in a sense, is he's pulling himself out of the bayer by latching onto the kuda that's outside the bayer. In the bayer itself, there is no way to get out. It's not climbable from the inside. But by throwing over a rope and a hook and a nail that catches on the outside, the person pulls himself over. In other words, he's using the outside to get to the outside way before he's on the outside. That's the mitzvah of that type of tzipis al Yeshua. So Reb Tzadik says, there's an hug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of asidus, of erker. There's an hug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds on asid also. That hanhaga itself is also not it's also not for free. It also is not hanhaga that Adol Shaychus does. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hoive kameicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Tzilcha, goes even on this hanhaga, even on the hanhaga of what will be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga is only if the person himself hears it, feels it. The person sees the future, and the person awakens himself a sense a self-image of a tomorrow that the person is different, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is noyig with that anhaga kapa of the person. And that's the pshat, the Tzadi says, in Pokot Pokadati. He says, the simen was, if he can come and be mevaseh the geula, and they get a sense of geula from him, it wasn't the words Pokot Pokadati, but the simen was that the goyel would come and tell Pokot Pokadati meant they would hear the pekida in his voice. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, if there would be if they would have a tzeil of emunah in what he says, then he's the goyel. Adrabe, if the person is not giving over a sense of that nekud of erker, then he's not being mevaseh geula. If they hear in him that erker, if the goyel stalls su and says, you're going to go out, there is a tomorrow, there is a future, then the person has in himself something to latch onto, and the person is nigga. That's the way Tzadik explains the Inyan of Nigah. So let's go back a little bit on the Inyan of Mishtalza first. So the first thing is the Maso Matan, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Klal Yisrael, you know, Mi Anochi, and what schus does Kaisel have? So we asked, was is being Mekatrik over here? The Teretz says no. The Teretz is that it's not. You can't. There's no such thing as being goyel an ummah without understanding what you're building on. Every geulam is you're building a building on some ground. I need to know what's the foundation. It's not just he wasn't a messenger, but he was being goyel Klal Yisrael. So he asked him, on what schus am I building it? What schus is the building I'm building it on? You can't just be goyel. I'm goyel them al smach something because of b'mishpat tipada, b'tzdaka tikana, b'chesed. There are different inyanim that on that you're building the geula. So I have to understand, just like if a person works with somebody else. So I need to know what is his strength that I build on. I can take his midah toiva and I can build on it. But what is that midah toiva? That was the shayla that he asked. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that you should know that in this galus, the Memtei Shaar HaTumim is the pshat, that there was no makom that you could point at it and say, this is Kulei Tayyib. There was no such makom. That's the pshat in Memtei Shaar HaTumim is that there is no present, visible nekuda that's available. I mean, we play with words, but Lamaisa, what's the difference between Memtei Shaar HaTumim and Nun Shaar HaTumim? We understand that as being Memtes is a very, very lap, and Nun is absolutely ultimate. What's in Memtes and Nun? There has to be some Akdar, else I wasn't playing with words. I mean, we could have said Tzadik, Tes, and Kuf. I mean, same marshal. It's nice, Tzadik, Tes, and Kuf sounds good, 9900. It's better than Memtes and Nun. What's Memtes and Nun? It has to mean something if Chazal is telling it us. Teretz is, it says, the difference between Memtes and Nun is, it says, Memta Shari Bina was the scholar to Moshe, and the Shara Nun of Bina was not the scholar to Moshe. The Memtes Yom Mosfir Soima, and the 50th day is, the Yom HaChamishim is a 50th day, but we don't count it. In other words, the 49 is the Hekif of everything that is Begilui in the world. Anything that's in the Hoiva, anything that's Begilui and is Behoiva is the same thing. That which is present, and that which is visible, and that which is there, is one and the same. So Memtes Sharim, whether it's Bina Lamashal, are the 49 inyanim of Havana, of everything the Metzias that's beginning. Nun exists, but it's everything that's behest in the Bria. The Memtes Sharituma means that the entire Chitzonius, the entire Metzias of presence, presence in the sense of the Gilui was destroyed. There was nothing there. Nun are those in Yanim that Be'etzem have no Metzias today, but that they're all behest in the sense that they can come out tomorrow. Just like the Nun Shaar Bina, the Shaar Nun is that which will come out someday, but it's not out yet. It's the Havanis that are Begilui and not the Havanis that are Behesta. The Memtes Shaar HaTumim are all the Inyanim Chitzonim, all the Inyanim that are present, all the Inyanim that are as they are, were completely destroyed. The Shaar Nun is the Chelek of Yisrael that's not there. And the only place it exists is in the future. That which is completely potential by me has existence. not at today, because today it's potential. There's no way you can see potential. Potential means an existence of an asim. That's that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that this at this point he said there is no schus to bulran. He said that Tavnus HaTasahar means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is laying the foundations for Yetzias Mitzrayim on Maimar HaSinai. It means the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala that he can build on it tomorrow. By Noach he said, Oyscha Reisi Tzadik Lefonai. The Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, L'man Yadati Asher Shetzav Ebonav, but it was built on the Avar. He was Maisa Nefesh, he did the wonderful things, and so on and so forth. Yitzchak was Maisa Nefesh. All the Avas, the Schusim and the Avas of what they did. Klal Yisrael's Geula is a chiddush of a new anhaga where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build on what will be. And that anhaga attack is only Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, l'mashal, by the mitzri, when we kill somebody with Mises Bezin, so we're dealing with a physical reality, we're dealing with our sense and our world as it is, and that is the mitzias of what, of and that's rak pashe osham. And that's why even if the woman is expecting, an uber is yerech imoy, an uber is asidus, an uber is leibol oilam, if he's leibol oilam, he doesn't count. Whenever you deal with inyanim that's meshativ and hogel yoyna, like you want to be mispalel for Russia that he should die, or Moshe Rabbeinu killed him with Shem Hashem, if any time you use those on hugges, that has to be, you have to take the asim into account also. Since Erek is one of the shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's not Nimchak, it's one of the real shame. You cannot, so to do a Maisa that's Hefech Ratzoyin HaBorei, in Asidus, you also can. So in the Chilek is in those inyanim that are physical and here and now, you go Bashar Hashem. In those inyanim that are future, that you're Meshatav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not dealing with physical realities, but you're dealing with being using Hanhagas Al Yainas, that has to be Dafka what will be. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Erka She'erka, the Gilu Yitzias Mitzrayim is that even when there's Memtah Shara Tumah, but tomorrow I see them already in Har Sinai. So the Mele it's Shayach to be Mashpi on them today as well. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Erka She'erka means in all Golias now. He didn't mean to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't mean to say, tell them about the other Golas. And that was the Masa Matin to Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, the Hanhaga that I have now is an answer to every Golas. Because if until now, where the Golas had to, where the way out of the Golas had to be with where they were holding at that moment, how do you know? Maybe Kassel will do Averis so badly, whether it was the Ivanim, or the Parsiim, or the Bavliim, or the Romayim, or Yishmael, or any Golas that will be. How do you know what will be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, I'm being Megala Mafteach of Geula. That's Nitzchi. Zeh Shmi L'Olam, Zeh Zichu L'Dor Dor. Because that is the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Mafkia. It lifts itself above Inyanim of here and now. This Hanhaga, wherever they are, they're not broke. They can always tap into the Asim. The Bayei Mahu, they can always be mamshich hashpah from what will be. This anhaga of what will be and what won't be, there's a zayah that says, the zayah says when you use it, when you don't use it. Tochazi b'shaita b'anash solig b'arasei kolayla v'layla. When a person goes to sleep, nishmasei nafkes minay, his neshama leaves him. V'zdanes kame beidina demalka, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that. Is a kol is kaima is had as alma. If it's royal to exist, it comes back to this world. Vidina who betrayed Gavli. The holoid dainin lay le barnash alpishin, the iu osid vizamilam evet. You're not down a person on any affairs that he will do. You only down him on what he is. The chsiv, it says, kishamel kimel kol anah basher usham. So that is one turban hugger. Vole tema the dainin lay al tovin de ovid lechut. On the other hand, on Maisim Toivim, don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done only on Maisim Toivim that he's done already. Ela lo tuvale al inun tavn de hashta kima de itma, vidonale al zachvan de iu zomin le mevat v'ginay yoshtazim. He's going to be nidon on the schusim that he will do, and he's nitzal because of them. Afagav de iu hashta chayva, even though right now he's Russia. Begin the kuchabrichu avet tivim kolberian kol urdi avet tivim kolim. So the Zohar says that this Gilui of tomorrow is mischalik between Toiv and Ra. On in Yonim that are Ra and the Bria, there is no, we don't go Basa tomorrow. On the Yonim of Toiv, we go Basa tomorrow. And he says, because that's the Darach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Hagav Toiv and Rachm and so on. Let's try just understand a little bit the Oimek of this Nekuda. The Ramchal says that Toiv and Ra are always Shokul. Zelu Maseh Bar Alekim is a Kolos, and Toiv and Zelu Maseh Bar Alekim, Dakash Bar, create everything Zelu Maseh. And everything is like that. Everything is Shokul, every union of Hashbar in Toiv has a count Hashbar in Ra that should be equally strong and so on. The one Nafgimina, the Ramchal says, is there comes a time when Ra is stopped. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows the whistle at some point, and it's over. Shish Alfishnin and Haga of Sheva Alfinas Eser. But Shish Alfishnin is the Pashto, the Kates, at which the Nyonim of Ra stop. So the Pshat is, the Metzias of Ra is only Mekoyim HaShaitim. Ra has no Hemshah for Etzim. So Ra is a Roy Mitzad, it's Metzias. The Metzias of Ra is a Roy. It's there for a purpose, for a specific pattern, and so on and so forth. So the Ra of tomorrow is be'etzem not a hemshech of the Ra of today. A person who did an aver today and does an aver tomorrow, the aver of tomorrow is not, it's an aver tomorrow. There's no hemshech, it doesn't build anything, it doesn't go anywhere. When Chazal want to say it becomes a habit, they say nasa kehete. But mitzad Ra shebedava, Ra is limited to mekoyim hashayit, because that's the mitzias of Ra. Toiv is the be'etzem, it's the tomorrow is toiv be'etzem, because in the Lasid Lovay, that's why Kosh Baruch Hu has a minus Toiv. So the Metzias of Toiv Lasid Lovay, today's Metzias of Toiv is a chelak of that Metzias. It's headed towards that Metzias, because all Toiv, the asset of the world is Toiv, and everything goes towards that. So b'meila, Kosh Baruch Hu's anhaga in Toiv, Golias, each Golias is separate. And that was why Kosh Baruch Hu, the Gilui of the Golias would be that there will be a lot of choppy Golias, but the Geula is one Geula in all those Golias. It's the same tomorrow that you're being yonik from. The Golias, each one is a sit. This is Bavel, this is Paras, and this is Yavin, this is Roim, this is Shmuel. Each one is a Golias in its own. The Geula is the same Geula. So b'meila, the one of the Inyanim, I mean, it says, it's just Tam, a remez, a chazal. It says the Lashon, all the Lashon of Geulas come from the double letters, from the Mansapach, the Pakit Pakarati, and so on. The pshat in those letters are that these are letters that have a metzias in the middle of the teva, and they have a metzias at the end. In other words, these are letters that are soif, that the soif has a different surah than that's called the emtza. That's why these are letters of geula. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala anhaga, that this anhaga would change, this anhaga would become a new anhaga in the bria, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misyachas to the erke, to what will be. Any avoda person does, whatever practical device there is for the now, for the here and the now, the shirish starts with the person needs a certain anchor to build on. So if a person is has a clear nekuda, which is good, and that's what he's building on, so fine, he's building on that. A person learns very stark, but he's like a chesed, so he builds on the Torah and makes an Torah's chesed, and so on. And v'chul, there are inyanim that a person feels that he's completely void of. Those inyanim that a person it doesn't feel that he that it's a big job ahead that he needs a tikkun. The first shayrish is the person has to believe that there is an hug of eke, there is a toiv of tomorrow, there is tachas hahar yavdun. If a person doesn't have a clear and confident picture of an asid, that there is a metzias, that toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always mechashet to tomorrow, then the person has no makom for gula. See, peace of Yeshua means that the person is—he has a goal. He knows there's a way out. He just has to—he has a picture of being outside. He just has to figure out to get out of there. If a person is miyush, it means he doesn't have that picture. The difference between being of having a way to get out and not having a way to get out is: does the person have that nekuda on the outside? And the way a person relates to this with tzipia. Tzipia means the person now can have the confidence of the tomorrow. See, peace in Yeshua means, since I know that I have a demus of a kulei toiv, that I have a demus of somebody who's a tzaddik, who's a nig'al, so I can join it today also. So I'm building towards something. And in the panimistic and the kudas, this is, for a person to do any avoida, if a person does it with yish, or with disbelief in his own, in that he could be something, so then it doesn't work. It can't work. There's no nekudas tefisa if a person is in a real hole. if the person has a certain akuda, if a person has an akuda of macha, if a person understands that the anhaga from Gulas Mitzrayim onwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, even if all mem tests sha'arim atuma, but lemaisa, there is an akuda of macha, there's a anhaga of erke that was this galen lebriya, that from now on it would always serve as an anchor for Christ, so it would always serve as a place to latch onto. That is the geula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in the Klal Yisrael with Yitzias Mitzrayim. And everything, all of our Veda became Zechus Yitzias Mitzrayim, because this, even if a person has good nekudas, but nothing comes to the future, which is unlimited in a sense. We know that Seifa Shaldava, the Tzura of Yisrael will be Kulei Toiv, and the Tzura of a person will be Kulei Toiv. So what a person can draw on from drawing on the future is a lot more than what he can on the piece that he has now. So, on the one hand, there was Niskala, a certain a new Ha'ara of a Siyachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only can a person be Siyachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to agree with what was, but it's Siyachas what will be. And but Bimelet means there is no matter, there is no Gullus that a person can't be Nik Al from. For every HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be them in every Gullus, because the Nekuda of Erke is can be Meir in every Gullus. Mitzad Sheni, there's an Avodah in Adam that in order for a person to be Zoicha to it, he needs one thing, he needs a piece of Yeshua. The simon of the right Goyal is the person that woke up in them in his iris, that Pakod Yifkod. If they woke up in his iris, that it can happen, it will happen. And if a person has that, if a person builds himself that Amunah, that Bitochum, that confidence, that he has a Tzura, that he will become a Tzura of Toiv, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zanhaga V'Hashem Tzilcha Ani Hay Ve'imach Ma'ata Fadni will apply this also. If the person had that Tzipis Yeshua, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be money with him with the Zanhaga V'Eker.
Yeah.